Welcome to Character Debates. I am your patriotic host, Michael Harrison. Today, we are discussing the cultural impact of one of America's most fascinating cities, New Orleans. New Orleans is a vibrant city in Louisiana that is known for its French and African influences, its amazing food, and its energetic nightlife. It is one of America's most popular tourist destinations, and one of our debaters thinks that's a travesty. Here to argue that New Orleans isn't a good representation of America and should be kicked out of the country, we have a Boston purist who thinks every city should try to be more like Boston. She is born and raised there, and she currently is a bartender at the Warren Tavern in the Charleston area. I am happy to welcome Linda Boyle. Hey, Linda, how are you doing over there?
Charlestown?
Get it right.
Worcester?
Yeah.
Charlestown.
Nice.
Dorchester.
Okay.
Jamaica Plain.
I'm not even going to say them for the rest of the episode, I promise.
Yeah.
Good. Now, your opponent, here to argue that New Orleans not only deserves to be a part of America, but that it should be the capital as well. We have the head pastry chef of Café de Ville. I am happy to welcome Billiam Bordeaux III. Hey, Billiam, thanks for coming on.
It is Billiam Bordeaux III. It is Café du Ville,
okay.
French pronunciation, and New Orleans, not New Orleans. But it is my distinct pleasure to be here.
Thanks. I'm happy for you to come on, and I'm looking forward to hearing your argument. To judge this match, we've brought in a guy who recently went on Ancestry.com, and he said the results came out that he's 100% full American patriot. Joining us from Virginia, we have Jack Belt. Welcome to the show, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I think you got the stuff wrong. I'm not from Virginia.
No, where are you from?
No, that's the name of one of my cows. I'm from Minnesota. Elm Point. That's in Manitoba, technically.
Oh, really?
But right there on the border. So I feel like I connect with the American experience, what with my border issues.
So you're Canadian?
I'm an American patriot.
Okay.
But technically, you know, paper-wise.
I'm Canadian. That's hilarious.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Well, look at
I'm
that.
Next door to Manitoba. I'm Saskatchewan.
Oh, hate you people.
Now let's get right into it. Let's start with opening statements. Linda, the floor is yours. Tell me about your beef with New Orleans and why you don't think that, or why you think it should be removed from America.
Look, it's a bunch of Frenchies, so we're into voodoo.
Yes.
And I don't believe any of that crap, okay? If we got a beef with somebody, we don't take it out on a doll. I actually stick needles in your real eye, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's
how you settle an argument.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't believe in a spicy food. We want to boil everything. You guys are all about Zatarans and crap down there. I'm not having any of it, all right? The only thing I think you guys have in New Orleans that we could use in Boston is just drinking. You guys know how to drink. You drink by the yard.
Yeah.
That's what I like about you guys. Other than that, you can all go suck it.
I mean, they have a lot of sugar in their drinks, so that is Boston.
There's nothing wrong with sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to Dunk's and it's...
That's fair.
Come
That's
on.
Fair.
You ask for a regular 90% sugar. I'm surprised I still have my feet.
Yeah, but I love that you're equating Boston to all of America. So you're basically saying...
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah? Okay, so you think it should just be whitewashed like Boston, that everyone should boil their food all across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We don't like a challenging... culinary experience mm-hmm. and none of that crap.
That's
and
right.
It's wicked hot down there. It's like 80,000% humidity.
Yeah.
And my hair will not tolerate that.
Fuck. Yeah. Get
that
rid of
alone.
Them.
Okay. Float off into the ocean. You're right there. Let's just chip it off. Let it float away.
Yeah. Look at that. Linda coming in very passionate.
I have feelings.
How do you feel about that, Billiam? What's your opening statement?
Well, I dare say it is mighty rich to hear that kind of dialogue, that vitriol coming from the woman to my right from Boston. I would love to ask you gentlemen a question. When is the last time you heard of anyone celebrating a bachelor party in Boston? It is one of the worst cities in America. Some refer to it as the South of the North, and I mean that as an insult, despite being a proud Southern gentleman.
Listen, Foghorn Leghorn.
Now, I say, I resent that. I resemble that remark.
I know you do. And there's plenty. I'm a bartender, you know, in Charlestown. And let me tell you, we got plenty of bachelor and bachelorette parties going on up there. We just go harder. It just always ends in a fight, that's all.
Can I interject here? So You're telling me people party when they're a bachelor? So, because I hadn't had a date in 7 years, so I'd really like to get together with some humans.
Well, Bourbon Street may interest you.
Is that a euphemism for getting drunk?
It is. It can be. Oh, it can be for sure.
I do that.
Hey, yeah, what about that? They actually name one of their streets after liquor. You got to give them that, right, Linda?
We got Sam Adams.
Okay.
We literally took our history and turned it into booze.
So you name your children after liquor.
Absolutely.
Now, I hate to play the race card as a proud white man, but it is clear to me that the thing that offends Miss Linda about my beloved city of New Orleans is the diversity.
Mm.
A very diverse place, which scares the Bostonians who drink their double styrofoam cup Dunkin' Donuts in the coldest weather we've ever seen.
Wow, you heard that,
you
Linda?
You are complaining about the warm weather. Well, I am complaining about your cold weather, and I dare say you are closer to the ocean, and you might as well go ahead and get cut off right into that thing.
And he called you racist.
Shots fired,
yeah,
I know.
Called you racist. Look, this I'm quick in the debate.
True. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. In Boston, diversity is white people at different heights. Not my fault. I didn't make it that way. That's just where people like to hang out. Also, I do think we're all left there from battles. We had a lot of battles. We bring you a lot of history. The Battle of Bunker Hill. The Tea Party.
Yeah.
Wicked
Have
good
you ever
party.
Heard of the Battle of New Orleans?
That's
it is
right.
A very famous battle. So as you talk about battles, I will talk about battles as well. And you want New Orleans to be cut off from
the rest
of the country.
You know what's funny about
the
Battle of New Orleans? There was only 71 casualties. So it was a quick battle.
And that is what
battle.
We call fake news.
Yeah, okay.
The fact that it's just called the Battle of New Orleans, where we have like 10 battles named after 50 different spots in Boston should tell you
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, you get a battle every fucking sports game.
Lexington
right?
Green, but the Riot Pro Revere.
To be a fair judge, I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. So when people get killed, you guys call it casuals?
Casualties?
That seems like a real
about it.
Yeah. Seems like a real chill way to look at it.
I know.
I'm not going to say I like that.
If you saw the guys that
also,
got killed in this.
Also,
yeah, in Canada, we don't kill people, so this might be new to him hearing about it.
Mm. Also, we're talking about New Orleans.
Yes.
How do you pronounce
New Orleans.
It? Okay.
There it is.
Yeah. I was told it was no L.A. I thought that what we were doing.
No LA.
So I thought we were just debating whether it was a,
you know what,
it was a
was
negative
shitty.
On Los Angeles.
Yeah. I'm down to do that too.
Okay.
If I may say
anywhere.
So, I would be open to New Orleans leaving the United States only because our city is so much better than the rest of this godforsaken country.
Yeah. Well, here, actually, let me throw a question out to Linda just because everything's flared up right now. But in Boston, America famously fought off the British, as you've brought up.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but the French are also considered historic rivals with Britain. So I feel like disliking the British should bring you two together and is actually overall quite American. Can't you respect Louisiana's anti-British heritage?
Are you talking to me or talking to
Linda.
Frenchie over there?
Nah, you.
No, I don't like... I don't,
no? Okay.
No. You know, the French, they're only out for themselves.
Okay.
They're very self-involved.
Okay.
I had a cousin once, Sully.
Shouldn't that bring you two together? That sounds like a Boston thing.
Nah, because we fight together on a battlefield, and then we all go drink together. All the Frenchies want to keep themselves to themselves, and they don't shave their armpits. At the end of the day...
That's a crime.
It's mostly about
hygiene.
I dare
say I have a woman from Boston talking to me, a man from New Orleans, about personal hygiene.
I washed myself today,
did
Frenchie.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, actually, speaking about... Because she said she hated voodoo, and New Orleans is America's home of voodoo.
It sure is.
Billiam, you guys have people there who are witch doctors and perform black magic, yet none of them ever offer to help the American military. Why don't your witch doctors enlist?
That is a valid question.
Good.
And I will take some time to think about my response to that, but I might say that witch doctors have been castigated in a way that is unfair to them, where they are not looked at as legitimate doctors, and I say that is not right.
That's fair, but to think about how she brought up that you could take needles and put it in people's eyes through dolls, wouldn't that be helpful to the American military if they did that on Putin?
Well, I ask you this. How do you know they haven't? Have you ever seen a voodoo doll of Osama bin Laden ripped apart? Because I have.
Really? Okay. Linda, what about having witch doctors enlist? Wouldn't that be a good use for them?
We don't trust the witch doctors is the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the bottom line, kid. Let me ask you a question, Frenchie, all right?
I take that as a compliment.
You're going to go get a colonoscopy. Who you going to? Witch doctor? Huh? You want somebody burning sage? Or do you want someone who knows what they're doing putting a camera up your booty? Question.
I would say that I would trust a witch doctor to have their hands in, on, and around my posterior.
I think that I have just won this debate.
Oh, yeah? Just because of the butt, right? It all comes to the butt.
Yeah.
All right, Linda, let me throw another one at you, because when it comes to the housing market in major cities, New Orleans is relatively inexpensive.
That's because they're going to float away.
But I mean, think about this. Like, first off, Boston is 52.4% higher to live in. All right. In times of recession or inflation like we're at, places like New Orleans are more accommodating to a population that makes less money. So don't you think you're being a little elitist by picking on a place that has so much poverty?
Aren't their houses tents?
Yeah.
I don't know how they're building their homes, but isn't the water table like rising and all that stuff? If you guys believe in global warming, and Lord knows me and my family don't.
Yeah, okay.
Aren't you just going to float away at that point? Everybody's living on river rafts and crap down there. You want a good living, you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to if you want to live in Jamaica,
where are you
going to
put the population? There's some people that are poor in this country.
Oh my God, every house in Boston is housing about 5 different families. They're all stacked one on top of another.
And you think that's American?
I live under Sully and above Fitzy, and that is how we all live. We all live as a big family in a big house.
So you think that's normal? You're fine with that?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
spoken like a true elitist Yankee.
Something, you see this house, there's New nothing Orleans. Rich about how I live, kid. No way. I wish I were elitist.
Now, yeah, I want to move on to drinking, something I know that you both love.
Love it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm drunk right now.
Billiam, obviously New Orleans loves drinking. You guys have drive-through daiquiri shops where people can purchase an alcoholic daiquiri while they're driving. Now, it is still illegal to drink in a vehicle in Louisiana, so what the hell is the point? Isn't this just going to tempt you to drink and drive? This can kill Americans.
Well, I dare say I do understand the concern of the drinking and driving, where you can drive to pick up a drink and then you are expected
to
consume that drink until you get home. I also might suggest that perhaps you are a very generous driver who is picking up a drink for the pals in the front seat or the back seat. Also, and yes, I don't know that a lot of Northerners know this, you cannot get a DUI if you are wearing a Drew Brees jersey.
Okay.
So that is one of the ways that we combat this concern.
Wow. Okay.
I can't really debate him on that one, because I'd be down for that if we could do that in Boston.
I was just trying to think of all the Boston tourists that probably got in a drinking and driving accidents.
Why do you
just
think they
to
have
Louisiana?
Those duck tours. That wasn't born out of we're going to go on land, we're going to go on sea. That was somebody's drunk brother.
So maybe you're losing this argument then, right?
I'm not necessarily losing it, to find a connection with my person over here who I'm debating, Billy Boy.
Okay, good.
But I do enjoy a good drink.
I like
as
that you
bartender.
Say your person and not like it's, your fellow citizen. But yeah,
oh, no.
Well, that is because she does not know my pronouns.
Is it thee, thou, thine?
That I dare say sounds more like a Bostonian. It's a Revolutionary War of
people. Exactly.
Now,
Great War.
Billiam, New Orleans does get some terrible hurricanes and floods. In the last 20 years, you've had 42 flood events. Hurricane Katrina was the biggest, costing over $160 billion in damages and killing over 1,800 people. Since these are considered acts of God, do you think it's him saying that he doesn't like New Orleans? Maybe you guys should take the hint. What's your town's beef with God?
I take offense at the insinuation. I find that very offensive, and frankly, I find that to be a result of your very northern framing of that event. Now, you are saying that it is God smiting us, God not being...
Wait, that's an American term, act of God. So technically, I'm using your guys' lingo.
Maybe you are.
It's true.
Maybe you are. But my point is, perhaps it is a matter of how you are framing it. It is not God not liking us. It is rather us making Mother Nature wet.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Wetter than she's ever been.
That's sexy. That's a sexy way of looking at that. So you made God hot.
I'm feeling like maybe we make God frigid. I don't know. If that's the way weather works. Oh, dear God.
I don't know. I don't think Mother Nature likes jazz. She was just trying to wipe it all out. Who does like jazz?
Well, I dare say she likes jazz more than she likes the Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, no, that's good. Our music, you know, it's like it'll punch you in the throat.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about a good Irish song.
Your music in Boston is New Kids on the Block, Rob Zombie, and Aerosmith.
Yeah, I dated all of them.
Yeah, that's, oh, you mean the whole band of all of them?
All of the, everybody you just mentioned.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah, Joey McIntyre.
They just, wow. So, but yeah, he has a good point. New Orleans is a very musical city, and yeah, the birthplace of jazz. So,
the birthplace of jazz and also of Lil Weezy, yeah, as he is known.
And by the way,
who's that?
I'm actually not sure either.
Lil Wayne.
Oh,
I think it's one of the Jeffersons' daughters.
I'm glad we cleared that
Who
up.
Had a wheeze, a very bad wheeze due to the...
Oh, yeah.
But wait.
Due to the bronchitis.
I hate jazz. I hate it.
But tell Linda...
How witch doctors diagnose colds.
Lil Weezy?
You got a little wheezy.
Now, Linda, I can't at least admit, or at least in my opinion, I'll just frame it this way. I think jazz is better than the three bands I just listed.
No.
Yeah? You think New Kids on the Block, Here's Rob Zombie, and Aerosmith are better than jazz?
I think most people are faking liking jazz. I faked jazz. I faked jazz with a boyfriend for years, and then I had to confess to him one night. I was like, I got to sit him down and be honest and tell him I hate the oboe. I hate a form of music that sounds like what goes on my head in my head every day.
Okay.
I don't need about beep, 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 da, I gotta go to work. Ba, da, ba, ba. It makes no sense.
That's inside of your head?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just horns, chaos. Jeez. It sounds like it's mayhem. I don't like it's a non-musical form of music. It's just a bunch of guys sitting together thinking they're hot and applauding for each other when they're done with a solo. It doesn't count. Yeah. New Kids worked as a team.
As a Southern gentleman, I feel it is my duty to concede this fight to Linda now that I am well aware of the daily struggle that she experiences via her inner monologue.
Yeah. Have a little respect, you know? I'm using my head, not hanging around on somebody's front porch, whittling whatever you guys do down there. There's going to be another civil war here today. You realize
I feel
right?
it. I feel it, yeah. All caused by Canadians. Mm. So this is exciting for me.
Woohoo.
Yeah, right? Now, just to go off of, I guess, the temperature, because I wanted to stay on that point. Mm. I have to admit, Linda made
room?
A great... No.
Okay.
It's getting hot in here.
Okay.
In the state.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. You're right, the temperature in here. But, Billiam, Linda made a great point. Your temperature is uncomfortably humid. Ball and bra sweat is brutal. That kind of heat is scientifically proven to put people in bad moods. So just a suggestion, don't you guys want to leave there? Like, say maybe take your whole culture and invade Kansas or something and maybe restart somewhere else?
I will grant you that during certain months of the year, during certain months of the summer, it can be very oppressively hot.
Right.
Oppressively hot.
Thank you.
I will also counter that I do not remember the last time my skin was dry.
Okay.
It is like walking into a sauna, and I don't know if you realize this, we live in the year 2024. There is such a thing as air conditioning.
Yes.
Not on the street, there's not.
Not on the street, but in every bar you go into, in every casino you go into, in every jazz club that plays inside your head, and in my great city of New Orleans, there is air conditioning.
Yeah, but then you go in there, you eat spicy foods. What's the jambalaya all about? Then you're sweating from the inside.
If you cannot appreciate a spicy food and you would rather eat your peasant's boiled potatoes, there's nothing I can say to you other than that. And I might add, that you do not live in San Diego. You live in Boston, where it is oppressively cold more of the year than it is oppressively hot in New Orleans. I rest my case.
Lies!
Yeah, okay. Yeah, wait.
We got two
a very
shitty months.
Measured
okay?
response.
Two shitty months. That is the way I debate, damn it. We get two really shitty months, January and February. March hits, and then you start to get ready for the marathon. People start coming out. It gets nice. So we actually have four real seasons.
Yeah.
They
okay.
just got one gross. It's like walking into dog's breath down there. I went there once. Somebody gave me a po' boy. I felt like I was breathing fire. An hour later, I was like skywriting. My body can't handle whatever food you got going on.
Oh, man.
Is that sorry, somebody gave you a po' boy?
Po', I don't like to be pushed into a dialect, but that's how they spell it down there. P-O, boy.
And yeah. that's a person, or a...
As a paragon of proper pronunciation, she does not like to say po' boy.
He's a po' boy.
I got a lot of spit in my face.
Another reason not to like people.
Lots
from
of plosives.
That's just some of that southern dew.
I love that I got a judge who knows nothing about Louisiana. That's our New
so
Orleans.
So what you're saying is I win by default.
No, I think this is even better, actually. But I will say that, Linda, Americans love to eat, right? So even so, put your own taste buds aside. Shouldn't you be proud to have New Orleans amongst you? Because their cuisine is considered amazing. And it does have flavors influenced from French, Cajun, Creole, and many other cultures in the best way possible. So since America loves to be fat, wouldn't removing one of your prominent foodie cities take away an opportunity for you guys to get fatter?
I would actually argue your argument is a case for getting rid of them entirely. If
Why?
They're all fat, just, you know, then put them on a raft and float them out to sea. What
nah,
good
you
are you
guys
doing?
Love
You're taking
being
up
fat.
More space.
How American is that of them, developing food and, like, getting a chance for you to be fatter?
We walk around everywhere in Boston. We're moving fast. We're a fast
That's
city.
Fair.
New Orleans, they're all just rolling around down there.
Yes, that's
I've
true.
I've never seen so many jazzy scooters.
Okay, jazzy.
To get you from one point, whatever you call the jazzy scooters, you know?
Yeah, they have music on their scooters?
Jazz.
I don't know.
They're little scooters. They're called jazzies, for fuck's sake.
I dare you say I have never
about.
Heard the brand jazzy. I believe you are associating the jazz culture of
no,
New Orleans
I know
with the scooters.
My cousin had one. She had diabetes. She lost a foot. She got a jazzy scooter.
Okay.
Am I the only one who knows what the hell this is?
I believe so. Yeah. I think
it.
I make it 3 out of 4 that don't.
Well, I think I've made my case for jazzy scooters.
I was just trying to associate your comparison
say,
with
I
jazz.
Dare say the lady to my right, Linda, is trying to deflect from the actual question about the cuisine
food.
Of her very
about
city,
fat.
Which is absolutely disgusting. The food, every restaurant in Boston is labeled upscale American. And it's served by the lowest class Americans I have ever seen.
I can't
you have
think of a better
street,
argument for America. Than
low
pure
class.
American cuisine. We're
we
pure
have
American.
Crawfish. We have gator. We have voodoo potato chips.
Who the hell wants to eat an alligator?
Wait a minute. I actually got a stat on this because 2 of the top seafood cities in every article I researched says number 1 and 2 is New Orleans and Boston. Neck and neck.
Oh,
yes.
Sometimes
and in,
changing.
And in Boston, their specialty is chowder.
Yes,
I believe,
that's
which,
right.
Does, in fact, look like vomit.
So, Linda.
It's the same going out as it does coming in. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Wait a minute, though. Linda, how does your clam chowder compare then against catfish, giant shrimp, and alligator?
Well, first of all, I like that my argument for being very American is the fact that we are the heart of America. We're making just plain old straight down the middle. Don't add your spices. Salt and pepper is as ethnic as we get, all right?
Right.
Secondly, whatever this this spicy stuff is that y'all got going on down there, I'm having none of it.
The food in Boston is so bland, I dare say it feels like you've lost the Revolutionary War. It feels like eating British cuisine.
We just go back to our roots. We keep it simple. We keep it pure. It's what our people fought. It's what Paul Revere ate. and he saved us. So I think he was doing the right thing.
Now, my pushback here might sound surprising as a Southern gentleman, but that does sound like a bit of a MAGA argument.
Ooh.
Look, take it as you want. It's not about politics. It's about not shitting your pants an hour after you have some sort of weird rice dish with all your weird... Also, what are you
and
doing...
And Dewey sausage. Crawdads. Crawfish.
Why are you guys eating stuff that has eyes and legs still attached, first of all? Second of all,
Says
why are you
the
eating
woman
things
who
that...
picks a lobster that is still alive from a goddamn fish tank
that
and brings
different.
It home.
That's my cousin.
Barbaric.
He's a fisherman.
Yeah.
He's very good at capturing. But that's a good point, which is why are you people eating weird shit like alligators and stuff that could actually kill you? And weird, like, beetles and
Wait,
stuff
Wait, isn't
on
that
sticks?
American, though? Because, like, America likes dominating things that are aggressive,
no,
too.
No, that's trash.
Linda,
that's trashy?
I should specify, okay. When we eat gator, we don't grab it out of a tank. It is already dead.
Well, then where's the fun in that?
We grab it from the bayou.
I'd like to see that at a Cheesecake Factory.
Right,
Wrestle
Linda?
Your own gator.
Ah,
yeah.
Funny. All right, let's move into another type of animal, if we may say. Actually, insects. Because Billiam, New Orleans is considered to be a playground for roaches, termites, rodents, bedbugs, and fleas, among many other insects. You told me before the show that nothing beats living with such creatures. What are the benefits to living in a house full of roaches and termites? Are you sure you're just not really lonely?
I dare say I both resent and resemble that remark, but nevertheless, I will say that there are many bugs who do very positive things for the world. What would our society be without the bee, without the fine mosquito?
Actually, what about
our society would be fairly good without the mosquito, but the bed bug, I cannot defend. I cannot defend the bed bug, but have I ever once had to pay for pet food for my my friends? I have not.
They don't worry about this stuff. They're down there eating all this crap.
Yeah.
That is a good point. We like to fry it and put it in a little bit of Cajun seasoning.
All right, here's another fun fact about New Orleans. New Orleans is known as one of the most haunted cities in America. So, Billiam, the most famous ghost is a dead voodoo practitioner named Mary Laveau, whose cemetery gets visitors from all over the world who try to leave her alcohol, money, flowers, and other stuff to gain her favor. So don't you think dead voodoo ghosts who like donated alcohol might be annoying? I heard she slurs her booze sometimes. Why are drunk ghosts important to America? They don't even pay taxes.
Mm. Well, first of all, booze via a drunk ghost is spelled B-O-O-Z-E, and there is nothing wrong with that, my friend.
Okay.
Now, I might also say that ghosts never pay taxes, but you know what ghosts also never do? They never take fine American jobs. Never once has a ghost come here and taken a job from a hardworking American. I'd like to hear Linda's response to that.
Yeah, Linda, what's your response to that?
What the fuck? That's my response to that.
Yeah.
That is, you know what? And we have had many battles, like I've said before. We got a lot of ghosts on battlefields, and I'm going to tell you one thing. None of them bother us. Okay. None of them.
I will
none
say
of them
that
back.
In the movie Ghost, Patrick Swayze offered an unfair advantage to Demi Moore's pottery business.
That is true. And he moved money around, let's not forget.
That could be fair, but I dare say the reason that Bostonians are not flummoxed or bothered by the existence of ghosts is that all of the people there look like ghosts. As I sit next to this very pale, pale woman here.
Mm.
I think that was racist.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
I think the proper word is complexious.
Complexious, yes.
Bostonians see a ghost every day when they wake up and look in the mirror.
Touche.
Shots fired.
I know.
But makes sense. Good call. Linda, obviously one of the, I think, the things that New Orleans is most known for is how fun it is, right? It's considered a major festival city. Let's do a quick breakdown on choice ones, okay? You can do a rapid response if you like.
Oh, God.
So let me know why the following makes America look bad. Mardi Gras, which is a holiday where they eat fatty foods before Lent. So what's cool about it, though, is if you give women cheap beads, they take off their tops.
I don't need to see every pair of tits.
Okay.
You know, not everybody needs a place for those to be out and about.
Beads are a good deal,
guys,
though.
Beads
are a good deal, though.
Beads? Nah. You buy them on Amazon, call it a day.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't understand Mardi Gras. It's also like everybody you never wanted to see naked walking around. My friend went to one of those things. I asked her what she was wearing. She said glitter. And that was it, glitter. I'm like, this is gross.
When you buy Mardi Gras beads topless on Amazon, do you have to buy them topless? What's going on?
No, I just get them delivered to my house, and then I throw them at myself when I'm getting changed in the morning.
They call it,
I do believe you have
Marty's
to send Bezos
on.
Himself a titty pic.
Oh, really?
Also, isn't that like one... How long does Mardi Gras last? Like a week? Out of how many weeks of the year, that's when it's supposed to be good? And aren't these all just like kids that are going down there that are like 18 years old? Oh,
it means Fat Tuesday as opposed to fat all year round. Like they have
can I just, do you want people in America that just celebrate a thing called Fat Tuesday?
I mean, it sounds American to me.
Oh.
Sort of does.
Right? Doesn't it?
Sounds American, but not a good American.
Actually, that is a quick, if I could take a side point, Billiam.
You may.
New Orleans, you still are owning that French heritage, right? Why don't you, I'll use this as an example, because Louisiana, New Orleans, those are French names. Why doesn't Louisiana rename some of their cities after things Americans enjoy, like Bacon Titty or something like that?
Well, if I may say so, many of the cities in Massachusetts are named after English cities, the very cities that we came here to get away from our oppressor.
Okay.
Now, you say that the French cities offend you, that they are not American, and I dare say that what you said before is exactly right. We would not be America if not for the French, and that is why I am proud to be from New Orleans. I am proud that our state capital is Baton Rouge, which means red stick, which is also what I got the one time I spent a night with a woman from Boston.
But wait, don't you have a heritage of Acadians, which are Canadians that we kicked out, and that's how you got the French influence as well as other French influences?
I do believe that is true. But culturally, the French culture is one that celebrates music, that celebrates good food, interesting food.
If you belong to America, why you keep celebrating French culture? Zing!
And if you belong to America, why do you give so much of a shit about Ireland?
I didn't do anything. Have I celebrated Ireland one point?
You have exuded Irish energy this entire time.
That is your interpretation of me, sir.
I will say the defense of potatoes was really giving me a vibe.
Yeah.
There.
Well. I mean, don't you guys eat that in middle America? You love a good potato.
Oh, we eat whatever.
They are known for their casseroles, I believe.
And bowls of, you know, bison.
I'm in Manitoba. I don't know if anybody... People don't tend to hear that.
No. Yeah.
We mostly eat steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you do potatoes. It's Ukrainian, very Ukrainian.
Yeah.
I do question his Canadian roots. He has not once apologized.
Oh, no, I've been listening to you. We should all be sorry.
That's what Canadians do. They sit back and listen, you know?
I mean, I hadn't butted in, but twice.
All right. Let's go back to the festival questions. Linda, here's another festival that New Orleans likes to celebrate. Every year for 16 years so far, they have a red dress run where people run in red dresses on the second Saturday of August.
Don't you got anything better to do? For Christ's sake. I don't even know what you don't even have actual things you're celebrating down there. It's just girls that have to buy a red dress.
And guys.
On a week. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
On a random day of the month. We got parades for everybody's culture up in Boston. And y'all are just so boring. That's so boring. That's not even a festival. That's just like, wear this, meet me in a park, and I'm going to run. How stupid is that?
I know. In 16 years, it lasted. They really need it.
You guys are boring. You need something better. Read a book.
That one race lasted 16 years?
God, you're cute.
Yeah.
There you go. Aren't you precious?
And another one, this might actually come from, this might be an extension of your last point, but they have a festival celebrating Creole tomatoes. Apparently, those tomatoes are sweeter than regular tomatoes and therefore festival worthy.
If you got nothing better to do than to celebrate one weird fruit, yes, because tomatoes are a fruit. I knew that, Frenchie. You know, I don't know.
Rare intellect from a Bostonian.
Oh, see? You know what? He's been very testy and harsh for a French guy. I thought they were supposed to have class.
He's got some sass.
I am Creole.
Yeah.
Well, la-di-da. That's French for I don't give a shit.
Hey man, you're hammering his tomatoes.
I know, because who cares about tomatoes? Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit about red dresses?
Yeah.
Get culture. Get
colored
something
by tomatoes.
Oh.
Well, hey, here's the final one then, Linda. Final one they have is called Running of the Bulls, where girls on roller skates pretend to be bulls and chase locals with plastic bats while wearing a helmet with horns.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure how I feel about women appropriating bulls, but it does sound sort of hot. I'm not sure why that isn't beating Mardi Gras.
Was this whole town built from like a 15-year-old asshole who had nothing to do on a Saturday? And first of all, you call it Running of the Bulls, so you're stealing. Aren't you co-opting somebody else's culture there with that name?
Yeah,
and then you're putting them on roller skates. And this just sounds like the kind of shit that we do on a Saturday, except these people are celebrating it somehow.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Well, I will be honest. I am here to be honest. I did not know about that last celebration, and I would love to find out the date so I can put it in my here Google calendar. It sounds like a grand old time. And meanwhile, over there in Boston, my friend Linda, the biggest celebration they have is drinking while they watch other people exercise. That is something to be celebrated? Watching the Red Sox play a game at 11 in the morning, that's America to you?
Yeah. What could be more American than that? More day drinking and watching baseball?
Just to be fair, Boston has like the most rivalries of any sports city in the country.
Because we're so freaking good.
No, because you pick fights with everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
I dare say, and I will say this respectfully to you, Linda, Boston is a very good sports town.
Ha-ha.
It is. But show me one Bostonian who cares as much about any single team as our city cares about the New Orleans Saints.
Because that's all you got. That's all you got.
I dare say you are forgetting about the Pelicans.
If only your teams could care as much about their own teams as Boston's.
What a shitty bird to celebrate a Pelican. My God. We literally have a team called the Patriots. What is more American than a Patriot?
What is weirder?
Probably the Eagles, but I hate them as well.
Well, yeah, you point at yourself and say, what am I? I'm a Patriot.
Well, that feels legit.
Well, and architecturally, New Orleans is one of the most beautiful cities in America, in my humble opinion. Between the Creole townhouses, Giant City Park, and cast iron balconies, you have a 200-year-old city that is unique and interesting to look at. Don't you think ugly-looking cities should be considered for American removal instead of beautiful ones like New Orleans? Like, maybe you should focus on Cleveland.
Oh, I'll get to them. Don't worry.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
Yeah, next. But right now, my beef is with New Orleans.
Okay.
And frankly, aren't these all like murder homes? Isn't it one of the biggest like weird murder capitals? Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't somebody like, wasn't there a weird doctor down there who would keep people in boxes or some shit? There's weird things that happen in these houses. And the voodoo is along with that. You know, there's weird things that are happening behind these walls. So I don't trust ornate looking
places. I would love to know the woman's sources for this claim.
Yeah.
Google.
I always thought it was...
It sounds more like a Bing, if I may say so.
Oh, well, it's a very good search engine, underrated.
Just as aside,
I dare say the woman asked Jeeves.
Yeah. In America, I thought it was Minnesota and surrounding areas was the most dangerous, right?
Oh, it depends on who you are.
Cattle. Yeah. Dangerous for cattle.
Tell you right now, if you're a cow wandering around my neighborhood, watch yourself.
You're going to get eaten.
Yeah.
Billiam, New Orleans is the inventor of the card games poker and craps. Americans lose over $100 billion a year in gambling, and these are two of the most popular games. Some might say that New Orleans' biggest contribution to America has been making the American citizens as poor as their own citizens. Mm. Don't you think you guys are a bad influence on the country for that alone?
Now, I think that is a very unfair characterization of us inventing two of the finest games that have ever been played.
What do you mean?
Now, the degree to which Americans, including myself, choose to spend or lose their own money is up to them individually. We simply brought a wonderful game into the world, and what you do with it is your choice.
Okay, but look what it's contributed to America as a whole. It's made it poorer. And casinos richer, but overall,
there are two sides to that coin.
Okay.
I find it ironic that they're really good at craps.
Yeah. Okay.
I dare say that is a slight to the spice and the seasoning of our food.
Calls them like I seize them.
Here's a fun fact I looked up about New Orleans. Billiam, there's a New Orleans law where people are not allowed to tie their alligators to a fire hydrant. When I'm going to a restaurant, where do you expect me to tie my alligator? There are not a lot of gator-friendly patios.
Well, that is a problem that we have seen a lot of in recent years, and we are working actively every day on a solution. I am part of the city council, working to address that very issue. At the moment, we suggest that people whose alligators are well-trained and well-behaved, and in some cases muzzled, are welcome to dine with their owners, and or they can wheel a large cage, which we feel is a fair compromise.
And how many gators fall under that there parameter?
Not many.
Okay. Just wondering if that was a thing or just sort
Gator Gate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See? So there you go. To those listening, if you're a gator owner, maybe Louisiana is not your choice place to be.
We welcome all gators.
Yeah.
As long as they wear a Red Sox hat.
Okay.
We only wear gators.
Yeah.
Touche.
All right. Linda, final question before I go to the judge. People criticize New Orleans for their high crime rate, but they do have some very strict laws. If you bite someone with false teeth, it is considered aggravated assault since those teeth are technically a weapon.
That is correct.
Yeah. I think their mouth assault laws make sense. Are they too soft on teeth weaponization? How would you handle mouth biters?
Well, you know, I come from a family that has a lot of bridges and crowns and stuff like that. So nobody up in Boston is biting anybody for fear of actually losing their teeth. And it's very expensive to replace. We don't believe in fighting with teeth in the North. We fight with our fists and with our words, the way Americans should fight. None of this wussy biting. What are the hair-pulling rules and shit down there?
That being American means persevering by any means necessary, and that, my lady, is why we use our teeth.
Ah, not fighting fair. They're not fighting fair down there.
Was it fair when George Washington crossed the Delaware in the cover of Night?
Yeah, see, you can't even say the names of the places.
Was that fair?
In America. George Washington had wooden teeth, right? So I'm not too worried about him.
Yeah. He would have been safe.
Yeah, can't do much with them wooden teeth. Doesn't cause a lot of pain.
I like
just
it.
Splinters.
Nice. All right. That is an amazing point. Let's quickly go to your judge, Jack. First off, how do you think it's been going so far?
I forgot Jack was here, but I'm happy he's here.
Yeah.
don't suck up, Frenchie.
Look, I don't know. It's been mostly a fight. It's been mostly noise, to be honest with you. Lots of, I mean, basically it's two cities debating, hey, who's this worst version of the same city? You got two seafood places. Do you like spices on it or do you like it with potatoes? You know,
that sentence offended both debaters.
I'm just recapping. That's all I'm doing. We both base our cuisine on soups that look like vomit. Yours, if somebody has also got some sort of rabid situation going on, and yours with gumbo, that's a rough looking soup.
For sure.
So we're basing it all essentially,
it's
these are just
stew, really.
Well, call it what you will. You know, a lot of words, but it don't change the meaning.
Do you have any clarifying questions for each of your debater?
Well, I want to know, since these are basically the two cities I would associate with where people film police procedurals, what is your most representative film and or show that would lean me in your direction as the better city?
Good Will Hunting and The Departed. A very fine Leonardo DiCaprio joint.
So, Education or The Mob?
Yeah. A little bit of both. Okay. A little bit of Harvard, and a little smart with a little grit.
Conversely, and I hope you're not offended by this French name, I would recommend an HBO show called Tremé, which celebrates the jazz and the culture of New Orleans coming out of one...
Oh, sorry, go on.
Linda, that is very rude.
Anytime.
This is a show that celebrates New Orleans coming out of the disaster of Hurricane Katrina, rebuilding and persevering.
Well, now
he
brought up Katrina.
Yeah.
You know, now it's awkward.
Ironically, both Katrina and Tremé are a name of one of my cows. So, I do connect.
The fact remains that George Bush does not care about black people.
Wow, that came in real sideways. Wow. I don't think any of them expected.
I did not expect.
I don't think we expected him to say that.
Wow, you guys are looking like Mike Myers.
I didn't expect us to go into rap lyrics.
Not everything a black person says is inherently rap lyrics. That was said in a telethon.
Certain black people, I think their best case scenario is rap lyrics.
This is going sideways fast, Judgy.
Specifically the one that said that.
The one. What do you mean by the one?
Yeah.
That's what he calls himself.
Telling you right now. Pull the parachute. Pull the parachute.
Jesus Christ? Yeah. I don't know. Well, I said I was patriotic, so
okay.
The racism puts a little taste to it.
Yeah,
I like how he asked you two questions, yet you made him sweat. That came out quite well. Right?
Well, now he feels like he's in New Orleans in the summer.
I got the experience. He's flushed.
Oh yeah.
So, do you have any more clarifying questions? Do you have any in particular for Linda?
Linda, are you certain that that it's not just vegetables you're afraid of?
What? Why?
Well, every time you're talking about eating food from different places, you shit your pants. I mean, that could just be fiber.
Well, I think it's a dairy issue, but we can go into that on a different podcast. I'm fine with that.
Right.
in defense of Linda, her IBS is none of your business.
Wow.
I did not know. Oh, look at somebody came up with a witch doctor diagnosis.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, well, I'm going to put a check by the witch doctor part, because apparently they can diagnose IBS from afar. So,
it's not hot.
I meant a fart. Sorry about that.
At least our needles down in New Orleans are healing as opposed to the heroin needles in Boston.
There's nothing wrong with empowered female needles.
Yes.
I cannot dispute that.
I see what you did there, Jackie.
I like it.
Yeah,
I
got it.
I'm not lying. That was so innocent. I feel like he might actually legitimately think that's what it meant.
Yeah.
So,
Let him live it.
Yes.
Let him live the life.
Do you have any cross-examine questions for
knitting,
William?
Knitting is a sport where he comes from in Manitoba.
Oh, it is. Yes. That's true. Competitive knitting.
People in Manitoba don't get out much.
We do not. No.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why it was so easy to get him on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Whenever you need me. I'm there.
I got nothing better to do.
I cannot begin to imagine the travel costs.
Once we're done here, I'm pitching for this next three.
Racking up the miles.
So do you have any clarifying questions for Billiam here?
Billiam, I want you to say something nice about Boston. What can you say nice about Boston?
There you go.
I will do this for you because you have asked and you are the judge and jury as it appears.
I am measuring the pause and the preamble.
That is fair, and I respect you acknowledging that. I would say that Boston is a place of hardworking people, hardworking Americans, who care deeply about their families, no matter how dysfunctional they may be, or how many Tommies or Robbies or Smitties there are. And they have a great reverence for sports, which I admire deeply.
Really?
Deeply.
This feels like a sideways compliment. I don't know.
I have to admit, he was hammering your sports teams earlier. So,
I know. Yeah. I know.
I was not. I was saying simply that the love for the New Orleans Saints exceeds the love that any Bostonian has for their teams.
Did that hit you in the right way?
I mean, I got to say, him saying the word Tommy in the Boston accent by way of the New Orleans accent was a real flip of the script there. There's a lot to handle.
He was trying real hard.
It was a sign of respect to speak in her dialect.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Her dialect.
Which she has not attempted once.
As a quick question.
To meet me halfway.
I don't want to be offensive.
You didn't meet her halfway. You folded it into yours.
That may be true.
Yeah, you may have usurped it.
As a quick question and inquiry, Jack, I have to admit, I sort of like the New Orleans accent a bit better. Linda's sort of makes my butt pucker, whereas his sounds very smooth and relaxes me a bit.
Fuck off!
It's weird that you came up with an example right off the bat.
Yeah. Yes.
And I appreciate your kind words about my dulcet tones.
Okay, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, look, I mean, I ain't going to lie. I'd definitely end up buying a car. I wouldn't go to buy a car, but I'd end up buying a car from him.
Yeah, but it would fall apart the second you
look,
drove it off
didn't
the lot.
I didn't say the quality. I just said what I would end up doing.
One.
Yeah. He could sell me on stuff.
Guys, so do you have any more cross-examining questions?
Well, I guess we got to go. Linda, what do you like about New Orleans?
Oh, God. Do I got to say something nice now?
I mean...
All right, let's see. I enjoy that New Orleans is not near Boston. I think that's all I got to say about that. That's a nice thing to say.
I am disappointed, but I am not surprised.
I would say that I do declare. See, so there you go. I gave a little accent back to him.
Hey, Matt, I was
honoring your accent. You are ridiculing mine.
I don't know. It's cultural appropriation. It's flying around today.
I will say that her response to that question initially gave me the same feel as your folding of her accent into yours. So
made you
feel real uncomfortable, and I just want to buy a car right now.
All right, we got a good Ford for you.
Well, you know what? Let's let them do their final salesman pitch. Then let's go to closing statements, and this time we'll start with Billiam. Billiam, please, in your final closing statement, let us know why New Orleans shouldn't be removed from America.
My closing statement is simple. This is a difficult time that we are living in, and what we want to do is enjoy our lives. And you cannot make the case that the folks of Boston enjoy living more than the folks of New Orleans. It is a very fun city. It is a lively, it is a vibrant city full of music and culture and joy and delicious food that is actually seasoned. I rest my case.
And that's what America needs.
It sure does.
Look, there's nothing more American than Boston. We've been up there fighting for this country for years upon years. So much that we keep reenacting all of the battles. We're living in the past.
With each other.
Reenact the Tea Party, and then we go to the Hop and have a couple of beers. And don't you want that as part of this delightful union, rather than people who come over here only want to talk like this and speak French and eat spicy foods, which is so un-American to me? Who would you rather have part of this union? New Orleans and their voodoo and their witchcraft, or Bostonians with their beer and their potatoes. It's your decision, America.
Wait. As an aside, Boston's not up for debate here. Boston is a part of America. We're just debating if Louisiana should be kicked out.
No.
The fact that she was so defensive says everything.
It is now part of the conversation.
Oh, goddammit.
She put herself on the
block. I'm fighting for my people. Yeah. That's what we do. We fight. We're fighters.
No, we're just.
Well, he's got me testy now, and I'm all worried.
Okay, got you.
Someone's gonna run in here and try to be all Boston isn't part of the union and none of that crap.
Okay. I mean, do you have a closing statement about why Louisiana shouldn't be part of America, though?
Shouldn't be part of America.
Yeah,
I think I just made that. Which
everything.
Is if you like French crap more, you know, I don't think that you should be part of this place.
That's fair.
And I don't trust you. Frankly, I don't trust you. Bottom line.
That says everything, pretty much. Just don't trust you.
No.
That's, I have to admit, those are two pretty epic statements. Did they impact you at all, Jack?
This whole thing impacted me. Gastrointestinally, I feel like.
Well, now you can relate to Linda.
Yes.
Got the Ibs, yes.
But I gotta say, essentially, we're just talking about, two places where a lot of poor people live is sort of what we've been saying the whole time. Do they, pass their time by fighting with their relatives in their four-story relative housing facility?
Yeah.
Described by Linda. Or do they decide to, cook their animals and spice them up pretty well. So,
and insects.
All I'm saying is, coming out of this, the only thing I'm certain about is L.A. should go.
Wow.
But
is that an abbreviation for the state of Louisiana or Los Angeles?
Yeah, valid.
That is Los Angeles.
Agreed.
But I think it's not up for me to decide on this. I think
you're literally the judge.
You're the judge.
No,
it's your decision.
What I'm saying is I'm just gonna let God decide because global warming's gonna kick New Orleans out of the. Yeah, I mean she was right about two seasons of cold. It used to be, like 8 months long the winters there.
Yeah.
They're 2 months long now. You need to prepare to be New Orleans eventually. I think that's probably what you need to do. I mean, good luck with you. Keep up with those swimming lessons.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like you're giving Linda the win here, eh? New Orleans should
be
removed because that's what God will want.
I feel like it's more my what would Jesus do mentality.
Wow.
And Jesus lives in Boston.
There.
Well, let's be honest. That ain't that. No, the white one does. Yeah.
Okay. Well, as a fine gentleman, I must accept defeat with grace and gratitude.
Also,
feel
names
it was a
of
bit
my
of
cows.
A... And Virginia. Who can forget Virginia?
I love Virginia.
I feel your answer was a bit of a cop-out. Nevertheless, I accept your judgment.
I like that. Now we could judge the judge. What a perfect ending to this episode.
Fine with that. As long as I win, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Congratulations, Linda. You took this one. Billiam, we really loved hearing your take. Thanks so much for coming in.
I have loved hearing my take as well.
Thank you so much. And Jack.
I also loved hearing his take.
Yeah. I guess I'll see you judging another episode one day.
Oh, I'll be pitching to come back on many more episodes.
Okay.
I got a whole month to fill.
Well, thank you so much for coming in for this one. To all my listeners, thanks so much for watching. Find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Patreon. I'm Michael Harrison.